This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Omri from Bothell is. Omri, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Omri has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What band had the 70s hit songs Sweet Emotion and Dream On?
Aerosmith.
Correct. What country would you find the Colosseum?
Italy.
Correct. What fast food restaurant is reportedly developing its own streaming service?
McDonald's?
No.
Chick-fil-A.
Yes. What is the main profession of Nintendo character Luigi?
He's a plumber.
Correct. Mark Cuban is part owner of what NBA team?
The Dallas Mavericks.
Yes. A camera inspired the original logo of what social media platform?
Instagram.
Yes. What movie does Robin Williams dress up as a British nanny?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Correct. Which animal is known for its black and white coloration and its distinctive smell?
Dog.
Correct. Omri, you got eight correct.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That was great. Every question you got to, you got right.
Like it was no thing.
Oh my gosh. I think we might have a winner.
Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes. Steve.
Gotta be focused today. Gotta
yeah,
be focused.
You do.
I wasn't very focused earlier and I tied. I lucked out.
I know. Mm-hmm. You weren't focused.
Yeah.
But are you ready?
Yes. Let's go.
What band had the 70s hit songs Sweet Emotion and Dream On?
Aerosmith.
Yes. What country would you find the Colosseum?
Like Greece?
No.
Italy?
Correct. What fast food restaurant is reportedly developing its own streaming service?
What the hell? Chickens. Chick-fil-A.
Correct. What is the main profession of Nintendo character Luigi?
He's a plumber.
He is. Mark Cuban is part owner of what NBA team?
Dallas Mavericks.
Correct. A camera inspired the original logo of what social media platform?
Instagram.
Yes. What movie does Robin Williams dress up as a British nanny?
Popeye.
No.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes. Which animal is known for its black and white colorization and its distinctive smell?
A zebra?
No.
Black and white. A panda?
No.
Black and white colorization. A white tiger?
No. What is the currency in India?
Crap. Rubles?
No.
Yen?
No.
Pass.
How many seasons did the sitcom Friends have?
9?
No. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a great score, but not great enough. 8-7.
Oh.
Omri, you won. Sir, you do not have 69 losses anymore. So sorry. It was about time, though. Thank you, Omri.
You. We've only ever tied before. 3 games I played, so...
Wow. And now you
good
are the winner.
Good for you, Omri.
How do you feel, Steve?
I just don't feel like I should even play the game anymore. I had a purpose.
And
I
now?
Had something to play for.
Now you got to retire.
Yeah.
Okay. Peace out, everybody. It's been real.
70 losses. It's just so embarrassing.
You walk off into the sunset.
Also,
man, that went forever, though.
It
that
did.
Was at least a couple weeks.
There were so many wins, so many ties, but no losses. It was a lot of fun.
And you're going to kick yourself, really. Which animal is known for its black and white colorization and its distinctive smell?
Skunk.
There we go.
Oh my gosh. I didn't hear this.
You could have died.
We would have taken Pepe Le Pew.
Oui, oui.
And the currency in India, you were close. It's not a ruble, it's a rupee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you were also close with the sitcom Friends.
Was it 8?
It was 10.
10.
Mm. Just so close, but not close enough. Congratulations on losing.
Don't worry, Steve. You'll have another shot at 850.
Thanks, Taryn.
If you have not already done a little shopping in the Rock Shop, head to KISW.com where we have the new Daily Migs t-shirt available while supplies last exclusively, I might add. It is the Beavis and Butthead inspired shirt. If you grew up watching this show, you're going to love it.
Oh, I love it too. It's so great.
Head to KISW.com and big thanks to the artist Justin Hunt who turned us into those iconic characters.
I am the great Cornholio. I need tippy for my bunghole.
That is a great transition right there, Steve Miggs, because today is National Toilet Paper Day.
Well, happy National Toilet Paper Day to you, Taryn.
Oddly enough, one member of our show celebrated this day early over the weekend as random people were throwing full rolls of toilet paper at him. Why? We will tell you after Twisted Sister.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Miggs, you had a big night Friday night, a wrestling event down in beautiful Lacey, Washington.
And shout out to all the Rockaholics who came out, man. There were a lot of KSW fans that came out to Lacey, to the Thurston County Fairgrounds, to come see me wrestle at Oblivion Pro Wrestling.
And it sounds like there were a lot of great interactions with Rockaholics and fans, but there were also some weird ones, I understand.
Well, yeah, I'm a little misunderstood by some of the fans. They don't like me. So in wrestling, for not to get super nerdy, but like, you know, if you truly love a guy, like in Japanese culture, you throw streamers, and it's kind of like the ultimate sign of respect. Like, oh, we love you. The ultimate sign of disrespect would be, instead of streamers, you throw toilet paper. And that's exactly what happened to me while I'm in the ring. My back is turned. They're announcing my opponent, and I start getting hit with toilet paper rolls that are flying in from the crowd because I have no idea what's going on. And there's video of it, so I post on my social media pages that I'm Steve Miggs, but you could hear the audio of the crowd reacting when all of a sudden toilet paper, which was not, I didn't, some people were like, did you know that it was going to happen? I was like, no idea. Caught me by surprise. I did have to bite my cheek to not start laughing because I thought it was just hilarious. Picking up the toilet paper. I don't know if you could hear that young child yelling, "You suck, Baldy," which is always fun.
So if you had to guesstimate, how many rolls of toilet paper do you think were...
6, maybe 7 rolls. I'm not exactly sure.
Someone handed them out somewhere?
Or they brought them with them. I met some of the guys that threw it. They were like, I hope you're not mad at us. I'm like, no, that was hilarious. My favorite part about it is to go back to Friday on our show. We were trying to raise as much money as possible. So we all took shots of hot sauce. And without getting graphic, and we shared it on the air, and I even said, there's a very good chance that I might, you know, have an accident in the ring because of the hot sauce is going right through me. And all day I was in bad shape. I ain't going to lie. Like, I almost had to tell my opponent, like, hey, just don't throw me around. I can't guarantee things are going to go well. So fast forward to intermission, a guy comes up and goes, did they throw toilet paper because they thought they heard the show and you mentioned that you were going to poop yourself? And I was like, that would be hilarious, but no, I think they did it just to troll me.
Unrelated.
Yeah.
But also related.
Yeah. Well, also, how are you guys after the shots?
Not good.
I was in bad shape all day because of that damn hot sauce shots.
When I got home, I was like, Brad, I got to lay down for a couple minutes. I was writhing around in my bed like a pit viper. I was not good.
Oh, I was sitting somewhere. For an extended period of time. I tell my wife, I'm like, I'm not doing good. And she's like, are you sick? I'm like, I told her why. She's like, Yeah, well, I don't really feel sympathetic.
Yeah.
I was like, I raised money for children in need.
Yeah.
And you don't feel sympathy?
I finally recovered just in time to go meet up with the Bike MS team at Crucible Brewing, but I thought I was going to have to bail on it.
So you got on a bicycle?
Well, we didn't ride on Friday. We rode yesterday, thank God. But say, the funny thing is,
a terrible idea.
We were supposed to ride on Friday, but then the weather was going to be so bad that I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And I'm so glad that I didn't ride on Friday because that would have been a disaster.
It was so bad.
I can't believe you did athletics.
Well, I got to be honest with you. There was a moment where I was like, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Thankfully, by like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, things started feeling a little bit better, or like, at least where I didn't have to worry.
Yep. I think it was about 5 o'clock is when I started to feel normal. And same thing, like no sympathy from Brad, no sympathy from my mom, no sympathy from my sister. They're like, you're an idiot. Why would you do that?
For the children.
For the kids.
Sarah, were you doing all right?
I was okay, except then when I started drinking Friday night, I really... Well, like, you know, you can't let anything stop you. But I really want an espresso martini. But I didn't. I didn't because I was like, I don't know how the mix is going to be.
That's the last thing I would want to do that night was have alcohol.
Yeah, I mean.
But you're Sarah.
Yeah, me. Come on now.
Yeah.
If I was in pain later, I would just deal with it then. But no, I was good. The alcohol helped, actually.
I like that she was so good and she's the one that picked out the hot sauce. Yeah, so.
Well, meanwhile, I think I was the one that was dying the most here.
You were.
Because I was dying for like the full show. Like.
You were hunched over pretty much during every break because, what, you had 2 shots of the hot sauce?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And I had to go back and answer calls and I was just like drooling when I was talking to people. So. It was not fun.
No, the Rock Hawks right when they texted in saying, oh, just wait till later. It's going to hurt more.
It sure did.
And they were right.
Over the weekend, the Seahawks.
Oh, and quick thanks to all the Rock Hawks who donated money for Kicks for Kids. Sorry to interrupt you. But we did hit our goal of over $20,000 raised for children that want brand new shoes for the new school year. And thanks to Mary's Place. But you can still make donations at KISW.com because the more money we raise, They have more kids that would appreciate free pair of shoes. Like the more we raise, the more kids get taken care of.
Absolutely. Over the weekend, we had some very exciting action from our Seahawks. They won their last preseason game, and one former player just can't stop raving about the Hawks, which of course pissed off some people on social media. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
NFL analyst and former quarterback Robert Griffin III tweeted about
RG3.
The Hawks preseason game.
Yes.
It's very exciting. Very specifically, the Geno to DK touchdown, and he did share that video of the touchdown.
To the air once again. To the end zone. DK Metcalf. No flags. Touchdown, Seahawks. What were you saying about that explosive new Seahawks offense, Mike Rob? Holy cats.
Holy cats.
And then
that even mean?
RG3 wrote this. Quote, what you see is Geno Smith and DK Metcalf playing big boy ball. What I see is Geno Smith and the new Seahawks offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb cooking up 7-course meals all year with the offensive weapons they have. Buckle up, 12s. It should be a fun ride this year. Hashtag go Hawks. Which, end quote.
Which I kind of love after really not Geno, he had 5 passes, I think, or some 4. We are all losing our minds, myself included, man. I was like, I can't wait to see the regular season when we get to see all the starters and see exactly what, you know, Geno Smith is going to get to do with a new offensive coordinator and just a new vibe in the Seahawks training grounds, you know?
Of course, many had an opinion about this tweet from RG3, so we are going to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we found a few of those comments on social media. We sent them to Jason, our production director, just to illustrate how stupid people get, how worked up, both good and bad, about stuff, and then they just decide to share it on social media. So are you ready for the first comment about Robert Griffin III being excited about the Seahawks' upcoming season?
Let's go Hawks.
All right.
Hey, here's an idea. Shut up, RG3. Such a dumbass take. The Browns didn't even play 30 other players. The Sea Chickens suck. Okay, let's not get silly here on this app. Go Niners.
Oh!
Okay, now that makes sense. All right, you're a Niners fan. I don't know why, and I don't even care if people crap on the Seahawks. It's just something about the nickname Sea Chickens. It's just so cringy to me.
So annoying.
Even if I wasn't a Seahawks fan, I'd be like, that's a silly insult, but all right, whatever. It was funny, though, seeing like how many Cleveland Browns players, how many players were not playing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the tweet where they listed every player that wasn't playing for the Cleveland Browns? And it was about 30 names.
Yikes.
Finally, somebody commented on and just said, can you just tell us who's playing? Because it seems like nobody is playing. Here's the next comment for about the Seahawks.
RG3 gets it. Seahawks football's going to be fun this season. Hooray!
Okay. I mean, it's usually pretty fun any season.
I have seen a lot of people on social media talking about how fired up they are for this upcoming season for the Seahawks, and they haven't been this excited in a while. I think it's just because we don't know what to expect. With a new coach, new offensive scheme, everything about it, they just made a trade earlier this morning for another dude. Like, there's just going to be a lot of unfamiliar faces out there and a lot of one-year deals, which means a lot of guys trying to prove their worth.
Oh, yeah, a lot of rebuilding happening.
I'm almost as excited as that guy that commented.
I am, too.
Let's go.
Super ball-bound, baby. Go Seahawks.
All right, that was my comment. Yes. I got really excited.
This is our year.
After they won that game, I was the one setting off the fireworks in Puyallup after every touchdown. It was me. That legitimately was happening.
How many different people do you think are setting off fireworks? Is it it's many, many people? It's not just a couple of them?
During the regular season, I would say a handful. Mm-hmm. During preseason, there's just this one guy, and he set it off for every single score. Like, as soon as they scored a touchdown, he had to be sitting outside with a match going or a flame going, just waiting for the touchdown to happen, and just sets it off. The moment the touchdown happened, within, I'd say, 15, 20 seconds, a firework went off. It was pretty impressive. Here's the next comment about the Seahawks.
I don't mean to point out the obvious here, but you do realize this was against the Browns' third string team, right?
I know. Just let us have this moment, though.
But our third stringers are better than their third stringers, and that's all that matters in football.
Take that. Take that.
Suck it. We have one more comment about the Seahawks and their last preseason game. Are you ready?
Yes.
Look, I'm not going to get too excited, but hey, at least it made me forget about the Seattle dumpster fires. What? I mean the Mariners.
You saw they won the series over the weekend, right? Or did you miss that? Right.
You're absolutely right, Jason.
You know what? This past weekend was the week that Seattle sports fans needed, honestly.
It was the best sports weekend of all time, though. It was nice to see the Mariners won the series. And Sarah, you were there for the Mariners game on Friday, the first game with brand new coach Dan Wilson. Did you get to see Dan?
No. If I did,
you don't know what he looks like?
Let's get real, y'all. I kind of watched the game. I just really thought we were going to lose. And then all of a sudden, they tied it up. And I was like, we have a chance?
Same. We almost turned it off. I was ready to watch a show. I'm like, let's just turn this off and watch a show.
Typical Mariners. They're not the typical Mariners anymore. They have a new coach.
Nope. Yeah. I'm glad we stuck it out. It was worth it.
And shout out to Sarah, who goes to games, gets completely faded, doesn't remember the games, but still refuses to leave until the final out is made.
Yes, I will stay till a very bitter end. And I have some friends who still wanted to leave before we even tied it up. And I was like, no, you never know what's going to happen. And it's fireworks night.
But the best part is by the next day, you don't even know what happened.
No, but I Google the score and I'm like, yeah, we won. Or I watch my Instagram stories and I'm like, that's right.
Drunk Sarah was really excited about this game.
I was.
You've probably seen the YouTube series Hot Ones. It's a really fun one to watch, but the latest celebrity to join in on the Hot Wing Eating Show is a rather odd pick. We're going to tell you what's trending after Beastie Boys. The Daily Mix Show.
the Daily Mix Show.
As you are getting your day moving along, Rockaholics, trying to understand exactly what is happening in the world of pop culture
what
can
is
be
life?
A tall order, especially on a Monday.
Yes.
So we are here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Chris Hemsworth surprised fans at Ed Sheeran's show on Saturday night, and he jumped behind the drum kit to play a song, Thinking Out Loud, with Ed.
That's one of Ed's big hits. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Sure you do. You sing it every morning. Don't lie to us.
It was filmed for an upcoming episode of Hemsworth's National Geographic series called Limitless. Didn't know about that either. And here's Ed introducing him, and then after the show.
Been on stage playing with us for the whole time, playing in time. Will you make some noise for Chris Hemsworth? Baby, now take me into your loving arms. Make some noise for Chris.
It would have been cooler if he jumped up on stage with, like, Metallica, though.
Oh,
maybe this weekend.
Step it up.
Well, I'll be like, wait a second. The tempo is right. That's not Lars. That's Chris Hemsworth.
By the way, I do know that song.
I thought you would, right?
I didn't know it by the name of it, but once I heard it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm super hip. I know Ed Sheeran's music.
Super hip. That song is like 10, maybe 15 years old.
No!
Like, but you go on with your hip bad self there, Taryn Daly. Now, you guys, I don't know if you watch Hot Ones, but you know what Hot Ones is.
Oh, yeah.
You take a celebrity, you bring them into a room, you got a bunch of different hot wings of different varying levels of hotness, and the interviewer, he chats with them about their career, their life, while also giving them hot wings, and it's a lot of fun just to kind of witness how people react to it. Some have to call it quits, others are just like, yeah, let's keep it going, and it's always pretty fun to see who's willing to, like, go the distance. The newest person to be interviewed on Hot Ones, Disney's own Donald Duck.
Oh, boy.
I'm not exactly sure what that's going to mean, but it's out there. I guess it's marking his 90th birthday, so he's getting a little bit older there, Donald.
He's looking really good for 90, though, honestly. I
mean, nothing has really dropped, and he doesn't wear pants.
Is it Botox? What is his secret?
So, yeah, he's on Hot Ones, and here's a clip of what it's going to sound like.
And I understand that your longtime girlfriend, Daisy, she's the one who put you up to this, right?
Well, no. We were watching Hot Ones, and she said, I bet you didn't do that. And I said, oh, yeah, I'd show them how to do it. Just watch me.
I notice you have your cauliflower wings on that side of the table, but no water or milk to help you out.
Who needs that stuff? I can take it. I'll show you.
Plot twist, though, instead of giving him chicken wings, they give him duck wings. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Cannibalism?
No, they get cauliflower wings.
It's like the, yeah. What is the tots that you like? Tofu tots.
The tofu tots, yes.
You should give him some tofu nuggets.
How is this real? I am angry.
You know what? I'm sure Disney paid some good money as a good way to, like, or maybe they didn't. Maybe the guy got free Disneyland tickets for this. I have no idea.
He's a cartoon character. He can eat as many as you want because he doesn't feel it. This is making me upset.
This is the thing that you're going to call BS on?
Yes.
Do you not like fun?
This is not fun. This is stupid.
And it's not like the guy who's the voice of Donald Duck there eating it. Although they should make the guy who's the voice of Donald Duck actually eat the hot wings. Yes.
For authenticity.
Right. And then just create the cartoon based on how he reacts. Maybe they did do that.
That would make sense and make me less angry if they did that.
Okay, so if they do that, are you going to be okay with it then?
Yes, if someone is actually in pain eating these hot wings, I will feel better.
That's all that matters to you.
Yes. Especially after the Friday we had. We should just send the hot wings guys our sauce.
I always said I'd love to go on that show. Not that they would ever want me on it, but I'd always love to go on that show. But after having that hot sauce that we had on Friday for Kicks for Kids to raise money, I don't ever want to have anything hot again.
I think I'm taking a break too. Like 100%. Zero stars.
Yes.
Negative stars, please.
Steve, you would like have a bite of one and then call it quits.
I mean, I'm good. It's a pleasure to meet you. Can we get a picture for my Insta? All right, I'm out.
Exactly.
Rockaholics, you might recall that just about an hour ago, something happened. And that was Steve Miggs was finally delivered his 70th loss in the game of Beat Miggs.
I was, woo! And it was rough.
But you know what? It could happen again. We could have 71 losses after someone gives us a call right now to play the game Beat Miggs. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 8:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.